Welcome to Believe in Sparks, presented by BetOnline.ag. I'm your host, Stacey Pates. The Sparks were officially eliminated from playoff contention this week with the loss against the Connecticut Sun. It's the second year in a row the team has missed the playoffs, and only the sixth time in the team's 26-year history, and the first time they've missed back-to-back postseasons since the 1997-98 seasons. It's been a very tough season for the LA Sparks, to say the least. We had Derek Fisher's exit, Liz Cambage's contract divorce, and the latest was Kennedy Carter's coach's decision of DNPs. It's been just as much drama on the court as off for the LA Sparks. And now that the team's playoff aspirations are over, what might that mean going forward? We'll get into that a little bit, but let's first start with Brittany Sykes. We'll hear from Nneka Egumike a little bit later. Brittany is going to talk about just how her role changed a little bit, and also she gets a little emotional sharing her heart in terms of how difficult this season actually was. So let's hear from Brittany first, and when you think about her position, of course defense is such a staple of her game, and she's such a terrific defender. She also ran the one a lot this year, so she shared with us how much her game grew in that area, and really the last time she had to play the one, it's been a minute. Here's Brittany.
I haven't really had the ball in my hands like that in my pro career. I think the last time the ball was in my hands as much as it was this year, this season, was probably high school, where my high school coach had me playing the one until we had a point guard like my senior year. So kind of got to tap back into those skills. I'm thankful and grateful for Coach Fred, even Fish when he was here, JC, like all the point guards. I picked their brains. They have grace with me, like I had grace with myself. There was some games where I turned that thing over a little too much, but I'm just thankful that my teammates had my back and trusted me to continue to figure it out, because that's what I had to do. Because any night I was the point guard, or tonight I was the power forward. So I just wanted to just be able to be everything my team needed me to be.
And I've also seen you kind of step into that leadership role. How does it feel to not only give some of these younger players grace, but be solid in that leadership role as well?
I just try to hold myself accountable all the time and just realize that, you know, others are watching and others are learning, because I was once them. And that's how I learned how to be a leader, by following and seeing leadership, you know, above me. So that helped me know how to lead. So now it's my turn to do that and pass the baton, or pay it forward, however you want to say it. But that's how I think about it, is like, you know, I was once them, and now I have a me when I didn't have a me. So that's how I try to put it.
So if you could look into a crystal ball, who do you think is going to be the young player on the squad that's going to have the biggest growth spurt next season?
I want all of them to have it. I can't pick one. Oh, 40, Wood, like, it don't matter. I just want all of them to grow. It was just dope to see them go through this adversity. For most of them, it was like their first time really going through some adversity, especially at the pro level. So I'm just happy how they handled it. I'm happy how they still went out fearless. They balled, and, you know, we just had fun with it.
Last 3 weeks or so, there's really a tick on your part in the scoring.
Yeah.
And you talked about being what the team needed you to be. That was very much needed. What's the process of deciding or figuring out, okay, this is what's needed, and then going out there and executing that?
I'm gonna be totally honest with you. I just had like a moment after that Minnesota game where I was just like, F it. Just go hard. Like, what else can possibly happen from, you know what I mean? Like, going hard. I had to remember that when I do go hard, good things happen. Like, I was so nervous about how others might take it, or how myself might take it, you know, and I'd get mad at my mistakes, but I have to realize, like, look, who else gonna do it, you know? And not to say that we don't have anybody else to do it, but if I have the ability to do it, and I know that that helps the team, then I gotta do it. I just gotta take it on the chin. So it was one of those moments where I was like, you know what, forget it. Like, just go hard, do what you've been doing. And, you know, it worked. And we might have not got the wins, but we figured out something.
We'll be back with more Believe in Sparks right here on the Believe Podcast Network after this message from our title sponsor. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Awesome. Also, congratulations on 2,000 career points, which is a milestone you just reached.
Oh. Nah. I don't be knowing nothing. I take that back. I didn't know about the steals.
Okay.
I knew about the steals. I'll take that back. I won't lie about that.
Congratulations on that. Looking forward into the next season, you know, you're unrestricted. What's the number one thing you're looking for in whatever franchise you play for in 2023?
I always say it. Wherever I'm at, I just want to be used. I just want to be used properly. Just use me. Like, whatever I could do, just use me right. I've been in positions where I felt like I was not used right, or I was like pushed to the side or stuffed, you know, in the offense. And over the years, it has gotten better. And I've figured out how to, you know what I mean, be that two-way player that I know I can be. But yeah, just to be used right. Wherever I may land, wherever I might be, like right now, I'll be totally honest. If any other questions come up about offseason, I'm telling you right now, I'm going on vacation. That's all I'm worried about. This has been... Yeah, I need to go somewhere that doesn't need a passport because I gotta get that fixed. But no, seriously, I'm very grateful for the season.
I have two questions for you, Slim. Where would you like to play basketball in the WNBA next year? What franchise?
I'm going on vacation. I knew you was gonna come and say that. I literally just said it. I'm going on vacation. That's where I'm going. I don't care about basketball right now. I really don't. I mean that wholeheartedly. Like, I love basketball. But right now, I need a break emotionally, mentally, physically. I just want a break. So if you want to know, I'm going to Puerto Rico, or I might go to the Bahamas. I might have me a steak dinner. I might do a lot of stuff. But one thing I'm not about to do is worry about basketball.
And let me ask you this then. I know you don't want to worry about basketball, but I just want to ask you in this setting, you know, what's your assessment of the Sparks heading into next season?
The season just ended. I don't know. Like, I'm so serious. Like, my mind is straight basketball. And it was like that the whole season. I haven't even decompressed from Australia. So I'm so serious when I say that after I leave out this room, I hope y'all get home safe, because I'm about to go get something to eat with my loved ones. And I'm not worried about basketball at all.
Hey, Slim, you know, you guys went through a very tough season, you know, losing a coach, losing a teammate. What's the lesson that you learned from this? You know, we always say we're students of life.
Mm-hmm.
What's the lesson that you're going to take away from this season?
Man, there's a lot of lessons. I think the biggest one for me personally, I think, is having to figure out a way to come to work every day with that when you don't want to do it. I think that was like the biggest thing. And I kind of get emotional about it because the season was hard. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of times this season where I was like, hey, like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to deal with it. I'm tired of losing. But I remember why I play. I remember who's on my team. Like, I remember that, you know, there's little ones that's watching. But yeah, this season was hard. It's probably the first time I cried all season for everything. But just making sure I got up every day and made sure I came to work, because I know that my teammates deserve that. And my biggest thing is I'm never going to disrespect the game. I'll never disrespect the game. So that's why I'm probably crying, because it's like, yeah. It's a long season. But I'm proud of my team. I'm proud of us, because we could have gave up in May, but we didn't, you know, and we still had those chances. So I'm really proud of us. But yeah, getting up and just wanting that every day. I mean, I do, but it was hard. I'm gonna be real. It was hard. It was hard.
Slim, you mentioned just learning how to give each other grace and give yourself grace.
Yep.
Just how hard of a lesson is that to learn, especially in this industry that you chose?
Yep.
Where it's sometimes pretty unforgiving. Mm-hmm. If you don't win, it's not good enough.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you have the choice to like sit in it or learn from it. We had a lot of moments where we could have sat in our funk and we could have been like, oh man, we're going to keep losing. We're not going to figure it out. And then there was a moment where I was like, nah, we're going to figure this out and we're going to push through. I always use the term like dance through the rain. Don't wait for the storm to end. Because most people will wait like, oh man, the storm's coming. It's like, nah, we're going B2K Omarion in there. Yeah. But I use that analogy because it helps me. Like most people are like, man, I can't wait for the season to be over. I don't think nobody said that. Nobody said that from my knowledge.
I mean, I just was going to ask you, do you feel like your years, because you are a vet now, you've been in the game for a minute. Do you feel like your years help you get through this adversity this year?
Oh, man. I make the joke, but I said that this year for me personally was like my year three on steroids. If anybody could like remember 2019, like that year was crazy for the dream when I was with the dream. But then personally, like internally, that was a crazy year of decisions that I had to personally make. And as I look back, I think for sure that things that happened in my life definitely prepared me for moments in this season. Even when I was overseas, like there were moments where I came back and immediately I see the results of what had happened just this off season in the new season. So I'm thankful. I'm grateful that I was able to go through those things and I made it through, because now I can help somebody else that is for sure going to go through the same thing. Like it, you don't miss out on that. Yeah, so I just hope that I could be a help.
Yeah, your work and your hustle and your leadership certainly didn't go unnoticed. So I hope you find all the relaxation that you needed more, my friend.
Thank you.
Hey, Slim, great game today. Just quick off the top of your head, is there any one positive moment that really stands out for you right now? I know there's a lot going through your head, but was there any one moment this year that maybe made it all worth it for you?
Yeah, the biggest thing was that I was able to play and be healthy and be there for my team. Even though I missed those four games with COVID, we had a lot of injuries this year, and I'm just truly thankful that I was just able to stay as healthy as possible and be ready for my team. That is the biggest thing I take away from this, that it's not a common thing this year. So I'm very blessed.
And I also hope that Slim has the most amazing, relaxing time away from basketball of her life in terms of relaxation and just decompression. It's very, very important. Let's talk a little bit more about grace. It's something that Nneka Gumike talks a lot about, and she's very good at giving grace. Here is Nneka talking about that topic.
Oh, I mean, I feel like it's a practice of mine every day. So I try my best to impart that upon, you know, everyone that I work with every day, and then also on myself. Initially with with different variables and obstacles being thrown at us, a lot of times you're trying to impart grace upon everyone else. And sometimes you forget about yourself. And so towards the end, I had to do more so on myself to ensure that, you know, I could do whatever I could to be gentle with myself, because a lot of times, especially in sports, or even just like high performance situations, you forget that your mind and your heart are also a part of your body. And so there are moments when I had, you know, times like that, but every day is another opportunity. And I really try my best to just kind of stay in that gratefulness as I kind of reflect.
Everyone on this team has said you're pretty much the engine that drives this team. That being said, have you thought about what you need as a player to really build around you? And have you expressed that to, you know, upper management as what you need as a player to really build around you so you can be successful as you're going into your 12th season?
The game just ended, so conversations really haven't been had. But, you know, for me, I've always talked about playing for the intangibles. I think that, you know, a lot of times, especially kind of like as the game evolves in all sports, you know, being the one that scores all the points is a heavy cross to bear. It sounds fun and it sounds like everyone wants it. But for me, I am all about having, you know, a goon squad, you know, right. It's not just about having one player that's doing it all. I know at times, you know, that there's certain situations where the team is going to lean on me, and I can certainly that's something that I understand and I feel that I can manage well. But I think just really having a team with people that understand that it can be anyone's day, that everyone is a threat, everyone has an arsenal, but most importantly, that there's one common goal and there's standard and a foundation every single day. And I can imagine that most players would want that. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to being able to see that happen.
So a tougher question, given the success that some of your counterparts like Candace Parker, Chelsea Gray have received after leaving the Sparks and the difficulty that you've had as far as getting that next championship. I know you said you always want to wear this jersey. Has it ever crossed your mind to move forward away from the Sparks?
No.
Thinking about this season, if you could only describe it using three words, what three words would you use?
I'd say challenging, rewarding in ways, and probably, I mean, actually I would switch challenging with tumultuous, and then rewarding, and I guess like still that of gratefulness.
And Eka, I remember at the beginning of this training camp, you know, back during then, I had asked you about, you know, your growth as a leader last season, you know, especially with, you know, so many young players that you had. Now that, you know, we're at the end of this season, you know, with the, I guess, you know, the adversity and everything that you guys had gone through this season, if you can reflect on that a little bit, you know, just how much more do you think you've grown as a leader?
Every season you grow in a lot of ways, and sometimes it feels more like growing pains, you know, than you really germinating. I would say this year I grew in a lot more ways physically. You know, I really dedicated this season to myself in terms of like my preparation. And so I'm proud. I played in all but two games, you know. And I was able to be productive in all of those games. And I know that that's what my team needs. And understanding that a lot of us were still able to do that, given the different variables that changed the season internally, was a lot. But I'm also kind of finding myself in the space between like being the veteran that doesn't relate at all to some of these younger players, and then also understanding that there's a generation that I need to open my mind a little bit more to. And so striking that balance has actually kind of, it's been reflective, and I like it a lot. And so that's kind of what's kind of, that's growing me as a leader right now.
What's the lesson learned, you know, from the season? You guys dealt with so much, you know, losing a coach, losing a teammate, and just everything that you guys dealt with. Like, what do you think the biggest thing you learned about yourself this season?
Not needing to have all the answers, and that being okay, especially, you know, someone in my position where a lot of people look to me for the answers, and it being okay that you don't always have all the answers. Sometimes things just happen and you just have to give your best self every day. And it may look like 35 points. It may look like encouraging a teammate. It may look like laying in your bed instead of going out somewhere.
We just talked to Brittany, and it seems like she's taking a step forward in her leadership as well. What have you seen from her just stepping up in terms of being a vocal leader on this team?
I think definitely understanding, you know, that there's different teammates that you play with, and having to understand, you know, communicating with people differently. And that comes with a lot of responsibility when you're producing on the court. You know, naturally people are going to look to you for answers and look to you with their own quandaries. And I think where she can really elevate her game is empowering and elevating those both, you know, tangibly and intangibly. And I see that as a part of her process soon.
Could you talk to me about the other like forwards on the team, mm-hmm. like Olivia Nestle-Nedoda and Katie Lou Samuelson? How was it just watching their game and how they developed during the season?
Great. You know, I'm really proud of Katie Lou. Katie Lou, I've talked to her a lot, and I talked to her about, you know, like what she feels like her adversity was this season. She's gone from playing on four different teams to now playing consistent minutes on one. And, you know, she's one of the only vets that signed back to next year, you know? And so for her to be able to have that stability and show that she wants to be here, not just, you know, in an extension, but in how she's playing and how she wants to win, is huge. She's played on championship caliber teams, both in college and in the pros. And to have someone with her basketball knowledge, but also her skill and selflessness is really great. I think that what she's going to learn from this year is how to get more rest, because she's never had to play this many minutes before. And so managing that and understanding that she can't be too hard on herself when she's out there, because she's evolving into a player where, you know, when you get out there, you have to make minimal mistakes, to a player where forget about your mistake and keep moving, you know? And I think that's kind of a part of her process now. So I look forward to that. I've now also officially played with all of the Samuelson sisters. So that's pretty amazing. And then, I would say like since, what is it? Since 2000, is it 19? Yeah, since 2019. O is the one rookie that I can say like she gets it since I played with Marina. She gets it. She definitely gets it. She has a long career in this league. She's a sponge. She doesn't complain. She works hard. She pays attention. She's focused. She's driven. She doesn't let distractions get to her. She knows what's important to her. She asks a lot of questions, and I look forward to seeing how much she develops, assuming that she has some more experience playing overseas, you know, and just really becoming a great player for this league. I'm really excited to see her get better. And I'm hoping that I get to work out with her in the offseason too.
Talked about overseas, and given what we know about, you know, the Brittany Griner situation, how important is it that we create a system where players don't have to go overseas?
I mean, that's all in the CBA, you know. I think that, you know, we definitely have had this topic of discussion ad nauseum. You know, we talked about it in you know, CBA talks. We talked about it when the CBA came out. You know, we're going to start seeing some interesting things happen with the phasing in of penalties of people coming back later, and how that affects whether people prioritize going overseas and playing in the W, and then understanding what that means for salary and compensation. So it's imperative, you know. Next year we have 40 games. So that also matters too. You know, it's looking like the season is going to slowly and, you know, get longer and longer with more games. And so that can't go without the money. So it's going to be interesting to see how that evolves in this current CBA and CBAs thereafter. I'm glad that young players still have an opportunity to go overseas and make money though, because the reality is that salary and compensation isn't where we want it to be. It's at a spot right now that serves as a good catalyst, but, you know, we're always pushing for more. We're always pushing for more.
And with all the ups and downs of this season, the tumultuous season that it was, as Nneka Egumike described, another change for the Sparks. We knew he was the interim head coach for this season after the departure of GM and head coach Derek Fisher, but Fred Williams will not return. It is official. He was keeping his options open, potentially to come back to the LA Sparks, but he will be moving on to be an assistant coach for Auburn, and that's something that he is very much looking forward to in his near future. So the LA Sparks are on the hunt, the national search for a new head coach and general manager. Just one more of the many changes we can expect going forward for the LA Sparks. You can listen to Believe in Sparks across your favorite podcast, audio, video, streaming, digital, and social media platforms. And if you've missed any shows, head on over to Believe.com, search Believe in Sparks, and catch any show you missed. You can also follow me on social media. I am at Stacey Pates on Twitter and Instagram. I look forward to welcoming you back to another show right here on the Believe Podcast Network. Thanks for listening to this episode of Believe in Sparks, presented by BetOnline.ag.